Hey, it's me. You just left my place a few minutes ago. The last one to leave for the night, like usual. I know you're driving home and can't pick up. That's, well, kind of why I called, actually. This wouldn't quite work if we were talking, but a message is perfect. See, I don't know if you realized, or if maybe you did it on purpose, but you let something slip earlier. Or, well, a few things, really. Some little hints about your internet habits. Anyway, during that last game, I was on Reddit on my phone, sleuthing away, and I think I found you. And learned quite a bit about your preferences, about what you'd like to do, if only you had the chance. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. I think you've gotten careless. I think you're so horny and so frustrated and so pathetically hot for me that you don't even realize how reckless you've been. Anyway, the point is, well, I was just calling to say that I'm feeling really unobservant right now, very disinclined to notice much of anything. So much so, in fact, that if you were to drive right back over here to my house and knock on the door, and when I answer the door, I might not even see you standing on the doorstep. I might just look around in bewilderment and then shrug and go back inside. And if you slipped in after me, I probably wouldn't notice at all. I'd just go right back to whatever I was doing. Reading, maybe, or watching TV, or surfing the internet. And, well, I'm going to take a shower when I finish leaving you this message, so I'll likely just be wearing a robe. And my robe has a pretty high hem. You can really see quite a bit of leg. And probably I won't have bothered to close it all that well. So I'm guessing there will be a good amount of cleavage showing as well. And since I'll be in such a particularly unobservant mood, you could probably get a pretty close look. You could come stand right beside the couch and peer down at me at your heart's content. And I would just ignore you, since I wouldn't even know you were there. Now, even at my most unobservant, obviously there are some things one can't miss. Like, if you said anything or touched me, I would probably realize you'd broken into my house, and I'd yell and kick you out for being such a creeper. But you know what I might not notice? I might not notice if you unbuttoned your pants and slid them down and took out your cock, which I'm sure would be rock hard, since you so obviously can't stop drooling over me. And there you'd be finally, just a few feet away from me, stroking your cock, and me almost entirely naked. I bet you just love that, wouldn't you? I bet you get off in no time. Not that I would care. I'd be busy reading my book, remember? Not paying you any attention at all. Not even noticing how you're furiously stroking your cock. You must know by now that I'm never gonna fuck you. I'd bet you think I won't fuck anyone because I'm such a good girl. I always wear those boring t-shirts with the very high crew necklines. I swear you nearly had an aneurysm once when I bent over. And you got like the tiniest glimpse of cleavage and bra. But tonight, well, this might be your one shot, because I bet I'll be so into my book, I probably won't even notice, even if you came, even if you ejaculated all over me. Can you imagine? I'd be so engrossed in my book, and you'd be so pathetically horny, you just couldn't help but make that cock spurt all over me. And I wouldn't even notice. Maybe it would spray onto my legs, or all over my robe, or onto my chest, where the robe had fallen open. All over that delicious cleavage you've never really seen before. And I'll bet you'd love to aim that cock at my face. I know you think I'm so pretty. And I bet you'd love to just coat my cute little face with your cum. There I'd be, the little good girl you can't fuck, just innocently reading. And I'd get a face full of your cum and wouldn't even notice, even if it ran down my nose and dribbled onto my book. And you know what you'd do next? You would go home, because that's all you get. But for me, things would be just getting started. Because you know what? I bet I'd be just a little bit horny by then. I don't know if I mentioned, but I'm reading a romance novel right now. One of the really trashy ones, a real bodice ripper. And I'll bet I'd just be coming to a good bit right as you were leaving. And even though I wouldn't notice you coming, well, I'll bet I'd absentmindedly scoop up all that cum that you leave all over me. And maybe I would push it all into my mouth and guzzle it down. Just like the kind of cum-thirsty slut you think I can't even imagine. Or maybe I'd rub it into my face and my chest like moisturizer. Or maybe I'd just leave it there, dripping off of me. Because see, just because I won't be fucking you, and just because I don't dress like a slut or flirt or anything like that, that doesn't mean my sexual appetites are anything like as tame as you probably imagine. No, by the time you've blown your load and snuck back out, I'll be riding my vibrator and rubbing myself like a little bitch. I'll bet you barely even know how to imagine that. Does it make you feel better, imagining me as some prim little thing who's never had a real fuck, probably only has sex with her fiancé and missionary, while whispering sweet nothings? And you would be so disappointed if you knew what we really got up to. And horny. You would be so horny. If you knew how hard my fiancé fucks me, how he grabs my hair and fucks me from behind, makes me scream, slips an extra finger in here and there, or slaps my ass and makes me yelp, how he pounds me until I'm raw, makes me come and come and come, my entire body shaking, my eyes rolling in my head. Nothing you could ever do. Nothing I would ever ignore or fail to notice. And when he comes, it's because I'm kneeling before him like a little slut, wanking his cock and begging for him to give me a facial, kissing his balls and rubbing his dick all over my face like a greedy little whore. Not because he busted his load jacking himself off to the mere sight of my face and a little skin. But since I moved here for work, I only see him like once a month these days, which is why I have to settle for frigging myself out to a trashy romance novel while wearing some loser's cum on my face. Don't worry, I'll still come loud enough to wake the neighbors. I'll just have to do the slapping myself. Anyway, that's the kind of mood I'm in. Don't blow it.